Welcome back, everyone, to the Hikes Peak Podcast. Thank you for coming back to the mountain with Boise State's loss to Penn State last week. The 2024-2025 Mountain West football season has officially come to a close. Now is the perfect time to take a trip back through this crazy year with the top 25 moments of the campaign. From lots of Ash and Jenty highlights to upsets and photo finishes, this episode is a really fun ride. Let's dive right into our CFB send-off. Kicking us off at number 25, we have Nevada forgetting how football works, allowing Colorado State to score a touchdown on their own kickoff. Let's hear this one unfold.
They have a relatively easy schedule with Wyoming, Fresno State, Utah State after this matchup against Nevada, and right now don't have a loss. That ball rolls towards the end zone.
That's a live ball.
And that's a touchdown for Colorado State.
Wow.
The mistakes pile up for Nevada. Just didn't field the kick from Brian Hansen, and Colorado State recovers it in the end zone.
At number 24, we have Devin Dampierre faking out Montana State's entire defense and waltzing into the end zone. Despite the Lobos losing to the Bobcats, New Mexico's offense showed plenty of explosiveness in their first matchup. None better looking than this play.
The ball, and now the ball has it. Look out.
Hello, how do you do?
At number 23, we have San Jose State taking a late lead on undefeated Washington State. With 26 seconds left, Emmett Brown found Trayshon Hurry for a 20-yard go-ahead touchdown, plus the two-point conversion from Nick Nash to take the lead. This moment would be much higher if the Cougars didn't come back to win it in overtime.
Mountain West against Pac-12 on the Palouse. Emmett Brown. Back where his journey started. A fourth down for 4-0. Brown to the end zone. Caught! Hurry! With 28 seconds left.
At number 22, we have Ricky White III, special team heroics. The Mountain West Special Teams Player of the Year blocked four punts this season, none more dramatic than his one in the third quarter against Syracuse. Like our last moment, its ranking this far down the list is only because the Rebels fell in overtime.
LV with a stop and now a block. Back-to-back games with a block punt. The ball is still loose. Trying to track it down to the end zone. Six for UNLV.
Their punt return team has made a huge impact. Ricky White with his second block in two games, really third.
At number 21, we have Utah State beating the buzzer to stun Wyoming. Aggies kicker Tanner Cragen knocked in a 40-yard field goal as time expired, dooming the Cowboys to their first true losing season since 2015.
Snap clean, kick in the air. Cragen hits it. Zeros on the clock, and Utah State snaps a six-game slide against FBS foes and knocks off Wyoming on the road 27-25.
At number 20, we have Jeff Choate notching his first win with the Wolfpack, clinging to a lead with 21 seconds to play against Troy. Nevada had to regroup after giving up a touchdown and stop the game-tying two-point attempt. Let's listen in.
Crowder. On first down, rolling to his right, looking to the end zone, touchdown, Troy! Needs to convert to possibly send this into overtime. Crowder in trouble, the ball is stripped, picked up, and now trying to throw the ball is the running back Taylor.
At number 19, we have DJ Harvey turning the tides in Corvallis. San Jose State trailed Oregon State by 4 points entering the fourth quarter and got the big play they needed on defense, which propelled them to clinching bowl eligibility. Here's the call.
Only a four-man rush. He stands in and delivers. Picked off! Intercepted at the 15! DJ Harvey with a go-ahead pick six.
At number 18, we have Ashton Jenty taking over Logan, Utah. In just one half, the Heisman candidate dominated Utah State with two long house calls. Let's tune in.
Jenty, his first touch. And typical Ashton Jenty. Look at him go! You can't bring him down! Is he? Yes, he will! A touchdown, Ashton Jenty, on his first touch.
They don't see an opportunity to exploit that.
Got it. I like that. Oh, look at Jenty go! Does he have enough speed?
At number 17, we have the Rams rallying for an insane comeback. Down 30-13 entering the fourth quarter, Colorado State would need all of their 29 straight points and then some to secure the win against Utah State. Let's go on a ride.
Fowler Nicolosi, complete to the tight end, Vince Brown. The big man hauls the mail over the goal line for a Colorado State touchdown. It's Ross, blockers, stiff arm, touchdown! Jordan Ross makes it a one-score game. It's first and goal for the Rams. Fowler Nicolosi scores! Touchdown, Colorado State. Fowler Nicolosi, it's complete. Brown, first down, touchdown. Not that it matters, but it's first and goal. Barnes to the end zone, caught. Otto Tia, touchdown, Utah State. All right, here's Nimrod. Onside kick to the right. Bouncing. Loose. Utah State thinks they have it. And they do. Barnes to the sideline. Is it intercepted? Yes, picked off by Dom Jones.
At number 16, we have the Rebels storming back to upset Kansas. After trailing for the first 58 minutes of the game, UNLV took the lead on fourth and goal and got the stop to get their second Big 12 win in 3 weeks.
They give it to James. Does he get in? Sluka pumps his fist. No signal yet from the officials.
Touchdown.
And now touchdown. Daniels under duress. And taken down.
A three-man rush. It's Antonio Doyle Jr. that gets home.
Kicking off the top 15, we have Nevada coming from behind to upset Oregon State, powered by a 67-yard touchdown run from Brendan Lewis. The Wolfpack stunned the Beavers for only the second time in program history.
Ashton Hayes in motion, gets fed. Excuse me, no, a keep for Lewis! Brendan Lewis all the way! Ticking, heaves, end zone. On the tumble, Nevada. Coates comes up with the football. He picks it off. An end zone INT.
At number 14, Colorado State goes for broke, up by three on red-hot San Jose State and needing to convert a 3rd-and-8. Braden Fowler Nicolosi found Baylor transfer Armani Winfield on a crossing route, who would sprint 62 yards for the game-sealing score.
Fowler Nicolosi off his back foot. That is caught, and it's off to the races. Winfield inside the 20, cuts it back to 10, the 5, touchdown Rams.
At number 13, we have the Spartans coming up clutch against Stanford. In their season finale, San Jose State was down by 4 with 4 minutes to go, needing a stop and a score to get their first Power 4 win since 2019. Let's listen in.
Blitz comes. Egan has time. Corner throw. It's Herring. It's a touchdown.
At number 12, we have Haj Malik Williams securing the Golden Pineapple. Hawaii gave UNLV all they could handle, with everything coming down to a 3rd-and-3 from the Rebels' own 45-yard line. Rebels lead by 2 points. Here's the call. At number 11, we have Ashton Gentry's opening Heisman statement. The boogeyman opened his Heisman campaign with a 267-yard and 6-touchdown performance, 2 of which went for 75-plus yards. Let's listen to the devastation.
Tremendous blocking by that offensive line. You see the speed of Ashton Gentry. Breaks a tackle there with his contact balance. And a little switches the ball, which is fine, so he can use that stiff arm on Chance Gamble.
Gentry, another huge hole. This time off the right side. He cuts it back. Gentry eluding tacklers, gets the block, he's got another touchdown. Now they finally do, and there it is, touchdown. He's got 3 today, that one from a yard out. Gentry, he does, count it, 4 touchdowns for Ashton Gentry. Gentry, he's in this time. and it's his fifth of the day. Boise State back on offense. Ashton Genty, breaks free. Has a player tracking him down. It's TJ Smith. Can he get to him? Genty, touchdown. Get out of town. 75 yards. A new school record. 6 touchdowns today.
As we enter the top 10, let's go into San Jose State getting wacky for a game-winning touchdown. With less than a minute to go and down by 3 points, the Spartans needed a big play to survive against Nevada, and they got just that courtesy of star quarterback turned wide receiver Nick Nash.
Now less than a minute to go, fourth quarter. They're setting this up for Nash to throw it. He's got a wide open man. He's got the fumble. Touchdown, Spartans. Nick Nash throws the touchdown to Jabari Bates.
At number 9, we have UNLV's fake punt helping them to reach new heights. Down 10-7 entering the second quarter, the Rebels went into their bag of tricks to get the LA Bulls momentum on their side. After this, they cruised to their 11th win for the first time in 40 years.
Both of these teams have 17 interceptions. And how about a fake punt? The shovel pass. How good was that? Marshall Nichols, the punter, executes it perfectly. That's fun to watch. He's fun to watch as well. Touchdown. And the backflip as the exclamation point.
At number 8, we have Hawaii stunning Fresno State. In a truly classic ending, the Rainbow Warriors look to be dead in the water after a Bulldog pick 6, but 2 touchdown catches from Nick Senecal, the latter of which came with 15 seconds to spare, would send the Red Wave home wondering what just happened.
Which ultimately turned into 2 touchdown connections between Braden Shager and Nick Senecal in the final 9 minutes. The game winner with just 15 seconds remaining as the Bows beat their bitter rival in their own doghouse, 21-20, the memorable numbers as Hawaii wins their second straight game, moving to 2-2. In the Mountain West Conference.
At number 7, we have Wyoming upsetting Washington State on a miracle fourth down conversion. After trailing for the entire game, the Cowboys had still yet to reach the end zone when Evan Svoboda dropped back on 4th-and-13 with just 20 seconds left in the game. Will anything go right for Wyoming this season?
Svoboda looking for Dylan Bourne, throwing for Dylan Bourne. He's got a touchdown, Wyoming! And again, Wyoming dropping 8 very deep. Latier's got a launcher. It's taking all the time in the world, and there's the pick that is going to win the game for Wyoming.
At number 6, we have Ashton Genty giving the Broncos a late lead over Oregon. The highest profile moment on this list, the whole country watched to see if Boise State could hang with the Mighty Ducks. After this run from Ashton Genty, there was no doubt left to be had.
30-yard line. Boise is going to set up shop. Give to Genty. Ashton Genty.
Starting off the top 5, we have Ricky White III's game for the ages. UNLV made a statement to open conference play, beating Fresno State by 45 points, but their star receiver was the one who stole the show in multiple facets of the game.
And a punt coming up for Fresno State. Lawrence, it's blocked! UNLV blocks the punt. Scooped up by Ricky White, he scores! Touchdown, UNLV! Two tight end package here. Williams throws the slant. It's caught for a touchdown by Ricky White. His second of the game. The fourth quarter. Williams throws. It's Ricky White. He breaks a tackle. And it's a touchdown. Third touchdown of the day. For Ricky White, his second receiving touchdown.
At number 4, we have Boise State shutting the door on UNLV in round 1 of this matchup. Both teams traded blows until the Broncos held a slim lead in the fourth quarter. With 8 minutes to go, Boise State started to march down the field and never stopped.
They just need a yard. Genty is hit and surges. He's got the first down. Second effort. Genty sees the hole. And gets by the initial tackler and has a first down. And this feels like the ball game right here. Mattson surges, and he's got the first down.
And when it mattered most, Boise State was able to make the play.
And the Broncos, 6-1.
The bronze medal moment at number 3 goes to New Mexico storming the field after stunning number 18 Wazoo. After being down by as many as 14 points, the Lobos came all the way back to take the lead with 20 seconds to go, leading to the unthinkable, a field storming in Albuquerque.
Here's Dampier, forcing his way into the end zone. New Mexico takes the lead.
And Mateer gonna launch it into the end zone, and that is it. The Lobos do the impossible and knock off number 18 Washington State, their first win over a ranked team in more than 2 decades.
Our silver medal is going to Ashton Gentry, defying logic and gravity versus Washington State. During their statement victory against the Cougars, Gentry had arguably his most impressive run of the season, with the superstar juking, stiff-arming, and apparently floating 59 yards to the end zone. Here's the clip.
Gentry breaking a tackle with that stiff arm, takes a little stutter step, picks up a first down, cuts it back inside. Ashton Gentry trying to turn on the gas, spinning it in the end zone. My goodness, are you serious?
And finally, our number one most impactful, best moment of the 2024-2025 Mountain West football season is Ashton Gentry throwing the knockout punch in the Mountain West Championship. Up 14-0 after a dominant first half, UNLV was just trying to hang on and get into halftime with the game still in the balance, but who else but Ashton Gentry would shut the door on the Rebels with a 75-yard house call to clinch not only the Mountain West crown, but a bye in the college football playoff.
Marcus Allen is behind you now. An unreal talent. And there he goes. Gentry into the clear blue. Touchdown.
That is it for this week's episode of the Hikes Peak Podcast. Thank you so much for listening. It has been an honor and a privilege to cover this football season for you guys, and it's a shame that it does eventually have to end. Next week, we'll officially dive into Mountain West basketball, so get ready for that. Also, our Mountain West transfer tracker is officially out now, so you can find a link to the full list of portal entries in the description of your podcast app. Follow us on Twitter at MWC Connection and find all of your Mountain West news at MWCConnection.com. If you enjoyed the episode, rate the show 5 stars on whatever platform you're listening on, or leave us a review on iTunes. Nothing helps the show out more than that, so any ratings would be greatly appreciated. Thank you again for listening. These types of episodes are always my favorite to make, so if you made it this far, it really does mean the world. Until next time, I'm Jack Thompson, and thank you for coming back to the Mountain.